Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Maine governor must honor religious exemptions for shot mandate. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom to address this important topic. Well, Liberty Counsel first sent a demand letter to Governor Janet Mills and healthcare officials regarding the state's attempt to remove religious exemptions and accommodations regarding the COVID shot mandates for healthcare workers covering both public and private. Now, Liberty Counsel, because Maine has not retracted its position, has filed suit against Governor Mills and others in terms of also employers that are following Governor Mills' mandate. And here's what essentially Governor Mills has done and what some of these employers in Maine have done. And they've actually moved up their timetable between the mandate from the governor and the time of termination, where they had to make this decision or be terminated. It was about a week. It was that fast. You get your shot or be fired. And these are people who have worked in healthcare for years, some of them for decades, and they've worked through the COVID pandemic. They've run to the front lines. They've been there going to these people, helping them, and they've gone home in the evening after working long shifts, sometimes double shifts, not knowing what they're bringing home to their families or to other people that they associate with. And they've worked through these COVID pandemic months. And now they're being told, these heroes are being told, get the shot within a week or you'll be terminated. You know what? Some of these people have also worked with individuals who are now coming to the hospital, or they're part of their EMS transport or ER patient admissions, who have been injured or have died because of these shots. So they've seen both the people who got COVID, they've seen the people who are coming in that already have the shots that have COVID. They see that the shots are not protecting them from COVID, from the Delta variant. They also see people who have been injured from these shots, and they're being told, get the shots or be fired.
You know, bottom line, though, Governor Mills does not want to obey the law. She thinks she's above the law. She thinks she's the queen, and all her little, you know, subjects should be, you know, listen to what she has to say. You think she would have learned when we sued her the first time for the church. And, you know, I just commend our church and our pastor, Ken Graves, and some of our plaintiffs are within that church. And he is really, he was bold during all that with the COVID and the church shutdown. And of course, we're still litigating that case. But he is really encouraging them to stand and not give in to her. And he is backing them 150%. And these people have hope because of that, too, I believe.
Yeah, you know, and what Maine Governor Janet Mills did was she issued this mandate and said that you had to get the COVID shots for both public and private health care. That means everybody in the state of Maine. And there's no religious exemptions because the state doesn't provide religious exemptions. And essentially, she's saying there's no federal protection either.
That would be illegal.
Yeah, I know. And so what happened is some of these hospitals, when they got the religious exemption, one of them actually sent back a denial to one of the individuals that we've received that has come to us and said, well, we're denying it because listen to this. They say, well, we don't have to accommodate you if it results in an undue hardship to us. But for the federal law to require Maine to accommodate you would result in an undue hardship for us. Now, you know, that's just really bizarre.
Versus having all the healthcare workers walk out and have the hospitals empty,
well, no,
would
but
that
they're,
be an undue hardship?
Saying, they're saying complying with federal law would cause us to have an undue hardship.
Really?
Well, they don't have a choice. They have to comply with federal law.
It's like, what do I want to do? Obey the law? Do I want to obey the stoplight today or not?
Yeah, you know? I mean, oh, that would be an undue hardship because I've got to get to work on time.
That's right, I'm in a hurry.
So it's an undue hardship for me to obey this traffic speeding law.
Right.
But that's what they're saying.
Exactly.
They're saying that, well, the governor can do what she wants to through this executive order, and it supersedes all state law and all federal law. And indeed, for these healthcare workers that are in public facilities, you not only have federal law like Title VII that protects them, but you also have the Constitution of the United States of America, the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause, and the governor and these entities, they're saying, well, that doesn't matter. The governor can just literally put it aside, and we don't need to worry about the federal rights in the Constitution anymore.
But Matt, this is like Groundhog Day. This is the same thing we experienced during COVID with the churches. General Mills was leading the way as these other Democratic governors saying, we're above the law. Your religious freedom is not important. We can open the big box centers, or we can open the abortion centers, but the church, no. We can't open that church. And when you do, if we do allow you, you have to have a certain little colored badge outside the church to say that we've approved you.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened in Maine last year when Governor Mills, same governor, imposed all these lockdowns on churches and places of worship. In fact, for our church, Calvary Chapel Bangor, it was illegal for them to have worship with the people, particularly in their Calvary Discipleship Residential Program, from March of 2020 until May 24, 2021.
This is the same song.
Over a year.
Same song sheet. The same queen that thinks she's over the law and her subjects much cower to her.
And you know, last year we've had situations where some Christians actually said, well, these churches are just disobeying the law because they're not following the governor's edicts.
Well, no,
you know what?
The law was created to protect
the churches were
freedom.
Following the law. The governors were violating the law, and that's why we ultimately ended up winning some cases here at the U.S. Supreme Court and getting the very first statewide permanent injunction against Governor Gavin Newsom in California.
Exactly.
Because he was violating the law. The churches were inconsistent operation of the law that protects their religious freedom.
And King Newsom thought he was above the law.
He quickly learned otherwise.
That's right.
All healthcare workers, whether it's public or private, in fact, all these workers that are affected here in Maine, are protected by the federal law known as the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It provides for religious exemptions and accommodations and mandates that employers have to undergo attempts to do reasonable accommodation. The COVID shots cannot be mandatory, simply disregarding Title VII. They have to take into consideration these individuals' sincerely held religious belief. And so with regards to these mandates, when a mandate comes down, these employees were able to, and this is the same thing around the country, submit a request to have their religious freedom accommodated, and they have to undertake reasonable accommodations to do so. Look, we have how many months already in existence to show that they can engage in reasonable accommodations even in the healthcare industry? How do we have that data? Well, because they've operated for over a year, 18 months or so, without the shots, doing exactly the same work. So it's not any different work. It's not any different location. It's the same work, same location, same activity that they've done for 18 months or more without the shots. Now you simply say, we're going to mandate the shots and we can't give reasonable accommodation. That is nonsense.
Right. And don't forget that just because the FDA said it approved a Pfizer shot, and of course the other two companies are waiting in the wings to do the same, that does not cancel out religious exemptions. That is still legal to get a religious exemption for these mandates.
Yeah, exactly. You have the religious exemption for the mandates with or without the emergency use authorization law there. So that doesn't affect these religious exemption request at all. All healthcare workers, in addition to the federal law that protects them in Maine, and they're that are employed by the state, have also the protection of the free exercise of religion under the First Amendment. So all those state workers, in addition, have the First Amendment. And you know, the fact is, we have gotten a lot of requests from people in Maine, and the requests are very emotional because literally, Holly, you're working hard. Some of these are pulling double shifts regularly. They're exhausted because of the shortage of some of these places with healthcare workers.
It's an emotional job anyway when you're helping people with their health, life and death situations oftentimes.
Yeah, and then you get this shot, and then you're told you have to do this in a week or your job's gone.
And you're talking about losing your job. What if you're a single mom? Anyone? What if you are being threatened with your job that you love?
Well, it is.
It's wrong.
It is a tragedy of human just evil that is being perpetrated.
Absolutely.
It is unbelievable. So pray for this lawsuit in Maine. We've got other lawsuits that we are moving forward. We have a lot of religious exemption that we've been able to obtain. We have thousands and thousands of people that we're now helping. If you are being forced, you know somebody is, go to lc.org and click on the Legal Help tab, lc.org, and click on Legal Help.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.